Louis was right. Serena, the swan of his desiring, had been caught by the fierce storm and blown all the way across America. When she looked down and saw Bird Lake, she ended her flight, almost dead from exhaustion. Louis was tempted to rush right over, but then he thought, no, that would be a mistake. She is in no condition at the moment to perceive the depth of my affection and the extent of my love. She is too pooped. I will wait. I will bide my time. I will give her a chance to recover. Then I will renew our acquaintance and make myself known. Louis did not go to his job that night. The weather was too bad. All night he stayed awake, keeping watch at a slight distance from his beloved. When morning came, the wind subsided. The skies cleared. The lake grew calm. The storm was over. Serena stirred and woke. She was still exhausted and very mussy. Louis stayed away from her. I'll just wait, he thought. When in love, one must take risks. But I'm not going to risk everything with a bird who is too tired to see straight. I won't hurry, and I won't worry. Back home on Upper Red Rock Lake, I was without a voice. She ignored me because I could not tell her of my love. Now, thanks to my brave father, I have my trumpet. Through the power of music, I will impress her with the intensity of my desire and the strength of my devotion. She will hear me say, Ko-ho. I'll tell her I love her in a language anybody can understand, the language of music. She will hear the trumpet of the swan, and she will be mine. At least I hope she will. Usually, if a strange bird appeared on Bird Lake, one of the keepers would report its arrival to the head man in charge of birds, whose office was in the birdhouse. The head man would then give the order to have the new bird pinioned, have one of its wings clipped. But today, the keeper who usually tended the waterfowl was sick with the flu and had not come to work. Nobody noticed that a new trumpeter swan had arrived. Serena was being very quiet anyway. She was not attracting any attention. There were now 5 trumpeters on the lake. There were the original 3 captive swans, Curiosity, Felicity, and Apathy. There was, of course, Louis, and now there was the new arrival, Serena, still exhausted, but beginning to revive.